he said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged. Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't go ahead, tell them.
Oh, guys, I have laryngitis. I'm sorry. Apologies in advance for how bad this episode is going to sound on my voice. Although I think I sound like the sexiest and hottest I've literally ever sounded. And if believe it or not, it was way worse last week.
No, it was.
I was supposed to record an interview and I had to reschedule to the following week. But now at least I can talk without like hurting myself.
Can you give me a little, my sticky shoes, my sticky, sticky shoes.
Okay. Me. My sticky shoes, my sticky, sticky shoes.
Why it's you so stick on bad. Me? Okay, wait, what? Where were we in the intro? We don't care if you're here for the right reasons. We're just happy you're here.
So join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. I'm glad we addressed that right in the intro because it's like,
we needed to.
I'm Jackie.
All right, guys, we're changing it up for this week because honestly, I'm bored to tears over the news.
Yeah.
Bachelor news, nothing's really going on, but I know our luck. By the time this comes out, I'm sure like breaking news is going to happen, but we are recording this on Monday. So really, there's nothing going on. So we are changing it up this week. If you looked at my Instagram, you saw that I was asking for marry, fuck, kill categories because this is going to be like the ultimate game of marry, fuck, kill. And I'm so excited. I think this is going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. Stephanie showed me a few of the submissions already. And I was like, ooh, you guys are just like so creative. You're on it. I was honestly just so proud and happy because we were discussing like, okay, how do we ask people for marry, fuck, kill suggestions, but make it clear that like it can be anything. It doesn't just have to be people. And I was just so impressed by you guys like
getting it right away,
understanding the assignment. Yeah, no, like we have such good ones. I'm so excited.
Okay, we have so many submissions, but I am laughing so hard when I was looking through this that with marry, fuck, kill, you need to send three options. And some of you guys, I guess, didn't get that memo because someone literally wrote soup varieties. And like, I understand. That could be funny. If you sent chicken noodle soup, broccoli and cheese, French onion, that's brilliant. We should actually start with that. But like soup varieties, it's not up to us to pick the topics.
Yeah, maybe they just mean though, like you have to associate any, like it's open-ended. You can pick whatever variety. If you want, if you needed to kill a soup variety,
I know.
You get to choose. But I understand. I think it's for the sake of the game, it's good to have three because otherwise then you and I are going to be picking totally different things, right. And then where's the conversation in that?
Right. Okay. So chicken noodle, broccoli, cheese, French onion.
This is actually so hard because I love soup.
Soup is a lunch food, Jackie.
Is it though? I feel like I never get full from eating soup.
You know what? Roll back the clip. Though I'm not talking about when I'm sitting home alone fucking making a sandwich.
I just think lunch is like the worst foods. It's sandwiches, it's salads, it's soup.
You literally say, you're like, I hate lunch foods. Soup, sandwiches, salads.
Yeah, but I think like with soup, it's like it goes with something else. You get a soup and a salad, a soup and a sandwich. If you're eating like just like, you need a really hearty soup to feel like that you can get through your day. This is so hard.
Then I'll answer mine because mine's not hard for me. I'm going to obviously marry French onion soup. I am going to probably fuck chicken noodle soup only because like I don't remember the last time I ate broccoli and cheese soup. I like it, but I feel like I would want chicken noodle for when I'm sick and I don't want to not have that.
Yeah, I think you need to fuck chicken noodle because like you do need it for when you're sick. And when you're sick, like there's truly nothing better.
No other option.
But like it's not something you're going to marry and have every day. I'll switch it up. I'll marry broccoli cheddar and kill French onion. It kills me to do that. I love French onion soup, but broccoli cheddar is also like a sleigh soup. And you get a little vegetable in there, so like it could be a lunch.
Oh, healthy queen.
Yeah.
Okay. Juan Pablo Clayton Jed. When I looked at this submission, my first thought was, you don't know me at all. Because if you knew me, my answer is predictable.
You would kill Jed, obviously.
Obviously.
Fuck Juan Pablo, marry Clayton.
Obviously.
That's pretty easy. Yeah, like that.
Like, I'm like, do you know me at all?
Yeah, no, that was an easy one. Like, challenge us a little. Give us something to really ponder over.
Okay. Although I know what your answer is here, too.
Okay, actually, predict mine. Predict it. Call it.
Okay. It's Tyler Cameron, Peter Krause, and Joey. I also love that Joey's just Joey. I don't even know his last name. I know it's with a G. I don't know how to pronounce it. And I feel
I don't know how to say it either.
We all just say Joey and everyone just knows. But like usually by this point, people would know his last name. But anyway, Tyler, Peter, Joey.
I'm going to surprise you maybe.
Well, because I'm not sure if you're going to fuck or marry Tyler. I think you should fuck Tyler, but you're going to throw me for a loop here. But Peter has the business. He could take care of you. You're killing Joey. Maybe you're not killing Joey. Hold on. Wait a second. You're going to kill Peter. You're killing Peter. You're going to marry Joey. You're going to fuck Tyler.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Oh my God. But I love the journey that you went on with all of that and thought through all the things. But like, I don't know, guys. I'm feeling like I'm in my healed girl era. And I know the right answer is to marry Joey and just fuck Tyler. Like, marrying Tyler Cameron is going to ruin my life.
Yeah. You don't want to marry the guy that every girl is like throwing their underwear at.
Right. No, exactly.
Do people still do that?
Like at concerts and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know, not the concerts I've been to, but oh at the Taylor God, Swift is... concert, they're throwing Wait, underwear.
This is so sweet. Also, like, okay, I know I just said, like, do you know me at all? But then on the other hand, like, the fact that people wrote, like, actual personal things here, it's actually really sweet that
I know.
We have a community of people. People know the lore. They know our backstories. One of them, I have to dig through, but one of them is like that water park that you love. They said the water park you love, Vegas or Disney. And I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. You're like pulling my favorite place. Wait, you're going to die. Sound off, Bachelor Encounters interviews. That's funny.
Well, for myself personally, I don't know. This is hard. I know I would marry Sound Off. I just like really enjoy Sound Off and I love connecting with you guys on
topics. You don't think you should fuck Sound Off though? I feel like Sound Off would be really good because it's fun. Yeah, no, you know what I mean? Because it's like fun.
True. No, I know in my soul I'm going to marry Sound Off. I think just the thing I will say with interviews, I think I love our interviews and I love that we've like been known for our interviews and we get such good tea. And so in that sense, I like really love our interviews, but I also sometimes find them stressful because like they're just so unpredictable. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're meeting a stranger for the first time and it's like, I feel like there's always like, okay, are we going to vibe? Like what's their vibe going to be? Are they going to want to answer the types of questions that we want to ask? So I think I would kill interviews for that reason because I think there's just like a lot more layers to it as opposed to like when it's just me and you reading Bachelor Encounters, I know what that's going to be. But marrying Bachelor Encounters is leaving me with a life of like
unpredictability. It's so you don't never know what story you're going to get.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's going to be crazy. You don't know if there's going to be pistachios all over Ben Higgins' car.
Okay, so I'll fuck Bachelor Encounters, marry Sound Off, and kill interviews.
Okay, wow.
What are you
also
do?
Touching on your interview topic, like we've gone into so many interviews in the past being like, oh my God, this is going to be such
epic.
Tea. We cannot wait. And then it happens and we're like, oh, okay, wait, no, we weren't able to do a lot of what we wanted to do. But then there's ones that we're like, okay, like whatever, like it's fine. We'll do the interview. And we're like, that was the greatest interview we've ever done. So truly difficult to predict. And you don't want that in a marriage. Or in bed.
So true. I know.
Well, maybe you want it in bed.
I think what I've concluded from the interviews is like some of these bigger people, it's so great to get them and we're so happy to have them. But we're obviously always more limited in what we can ask them and what they're willing to share. Whereas like someone else who has less stake in it, I think, you know, is more open to opening up to us. All right. What's the next one?
Wait, I'm dying. Maybe we need to do a part two. Also, just painting the picture here, guys. My son is off from school all week. He's with his teacher downstairs right now just for an hour. And so I have an hour to record this and like no other time this week. So we are like really packing this episode in. But there's so many good ones here that maybe we'll do a part two. Actually, Jackie, I meant to tell you this. There's something else on Friday that I may be able to drop him off at for 3 hours from 9 to 12 that I just found out about today. And I put in an inquiry about it. But anyway, I may have a chunk of time on Friday morning if we wanted to maybe do the sound off.
Do extra for Patreon? Oh, or do Sound Off. I'm like, is this in the episode or not? Let's leave it
in,
whatever.
No, keep it in. No, I actually meant for it to stay in.
Yeah.
But for us to maybe record Sound Off Friday and then it'll just come out Saturday just because of the circumstance
maybe we can do that.
If I'm able to drop him off, I just asked about it. So we'll Sound Off right now, guys, is up in the air because of I don't have help.
It's just a busy week. Yeah.
Okay. But let's get back to this. Bottomless mimosas, open bar wedding, all-inclusive resort drinks.
Whoa, this is so hard. Oh my God,
I can't handle this. Okay, can I say all-inclusive resort drinks are usually watered down? How often do you get drunk at a resort? You know?
That's such a good point. And I think all-inclusive resorts too, sometimes they just kind of like, gross me out a little bit. Like, the food is always not as good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to kill that just for that reason alone.
Yeah,
bottomless mimosas, I'm going to marry you. And I'm going to fuck open bar wedding because, like, I feel like that goes together.
I think that makes so much sense and you're so correct. Because bottomless mimosas, you need to marry them because it's, like, a part of your life, right? Like, bottomless mimosas are not a special occasion. That is, like, a daily routine. Like, it's a gorgeous, beautiful Sunday fun day. We're getting bottomless mimosas and we're going to see where the day takes us. Whereas, like, open bar wedding, that's only every now and then. So you just have to, like, fuck it.
Yeah, but I guess in this question, wouldn't it always be there? It's not like it only happens once in a while. I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, really I is a prioritize the thing in my life that's, like, consistent, you know?
Got it. Because you're your healing girl era.
I know.
If anyone's wondering, Jackie's heartbreak, she's on the mend.
Yeah, exactly.
I love your voice. It sounds so good.
I know. I wish it could stay like this forever, but I, like, cannot sing anything at all. Like, if I actually tried to sing good.
You just sang Sticky Shoes. It was phenomenal.
Okay, but that's not a real song. Like, if I was like, it's Clayton's Corner, like... So, like, I need to be able to sing. That's obviously a big part of my life, too. And so if I could have this voice but then sing in my normal voice forever, I would be untouchable. Wouldn't have had that heartbreak last week, would I?
No. Socks, slippers, shoes.
Oh, I saw you send me this one, and this one's tough. Because shoes are just a necessity. But I love socks, and I also love slippers.
Like, oh, God, wait, that's stressful because
I'm wearing slippers right now.
I love slippers. I almost feel like you have to kill slippers because if you have shoes and you don't have socks, you're in for a life of stinky shoes. Stinky shoes. And like, I feel like there's really no way around that. So I'm going to marry shoes. I feel like they're reliable. I'm going to fuck socks.
Yeah, I think I have to do the same, even though I love slippers. No one is talking about slippers enough. They're so underrated.
I think I love them in this situation.
No, I know.
I have to part. I have to.
I'm just saying, like, in general, I think we should all be appreciating slippers more.
Oh my God, I'm dead. You guys are so fucking funny. I also feel like there's gonna be that one person that is very confused by this episode. Like, what do you mean fuck socks? What does that mean? Like,
well,
and if I have to explain it. If I have to explain it to you, this episode's not for you. So it's okay. We have so many other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Mufasa, Scar, Simba. I mean, Mufasa.
Oh, actually, this is so easy for me personally.
Wait, Scar. Oh, what? You're going to fuck him, aren't you?
Yeah. Marry Simba and kill Mufasa. He's already fucking dead.
Why do I know you so well? Oh, no. I would think it means Mufasa. It's before he dies.
Well, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, it's inevitable. He's going to die. We might as well just get rid of him. Simba is just, like, king energy.
Oh, wait.
Marry Simba, but fuck Scar, because Scar is, like, such a sassy little fun villain. I love him.
Wait, can you specify? This is older Simba, right?
Like, yes, obviously. Oh, my God.
Well, it wasn't specified, so.
This is post Can You Feel the Love Tonight Simba. Like, this is, he's adult. He's a man.
I don't like him as much. I feel like they literally just made older Simba just Mufasa again. They just started drawing the lion again and made him Simba.
They do look similar. I mean, they are father and son, but wait, what's your answer?
I mean, I like what you're saying about Scar. I feel like I was going to kill Scar, though. He's evil. I mean, honestly, Mufasa and Simba are the same person if we're talking about adult.
They're not.
If we're talking about adult Simba, they're the same animal. So I'm going to probably.
They are the same animal. That is true.
Well, literally, they are the same animal. I'm going to just marry Simba just because I feel like I have the most connection to him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fuck Mufasa.
Okay.
Obviously. I'm just, like, blown away by how creative people are. This one was submitted a few times. Joey Ross Chandler. Brilliant.
We need to take a minute to tell you guys about Cupshe. We've worked with the brand Cupshe before on many different collaborations with other Bachelor contestants, but this time JoJo Fletcher is doing a collab with Cupshe. And honestly, guys, it's so cute. I cannot wait for the weather to truly start warming up in New York City so I can wear some of these outfits. The collection's called Sunshine Escape, and it's totally just like spring vibes. It's giving desert road trips, retro feels. It's like swimsuits, dresses that scream boho chic, shiny Lurex fabric, vibrant colors, and they also have delicate florals. All of them designed to make you feel super confident and fabulous. If there is one person in this world that I want to aspire to look like, guys, it's the literal queen, JoJo Fletcher. Like, she's legitimately, I think, probably one of the most beautiful bachelorettes we have ever seen in our lifetimes. So if you guys want to check out this collection, we're going to put the link in the episode description. And we have a discount code for you guys. It's She's All Batch 24, and that will get you 15% off. So go to the episode description to click the link and use code She's All Batch 24 for 15% off. Stock up on your go-to spring and summer staples. I think this collection is the perfect way to kind of spruce up your wardrobe for a new season. So that's the link in our episode description, and use the code She's All Batch 24 for 15% off. This episode is proudly brought to you guys by Lola V, which is an award-winning hair care line founded by Jennifer Aniston. Obviously, the woman needs no introduction, and her hair also needs no introduction. It's iconic. And because she's had such iconic hair throughout her whole lifetime, she knows the struggle between finding hair products that work and ones that are like actually good for us. And so now you guys don't have to worry about that anymore, because Lola V is both of those things. They use really great ingredients. It's all naturally derived and plant-based goodness. So there's no silicones, no sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, it's cruelty-free and vegan-free. It also smells amazing, guys. I have been using it in my shower regularly, and I'm kind of obsessed with how it smells. As our listeners, you guys will get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code She's All Batch at checkout. So that's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code She's All Batch. And please note, guys, you can only use one promo code per order, and the discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Your hair will thank you. Tough, though.
Really tough. I mean, not tough for me in terms of who I'm killing. I really don't care for Joey. I don't feel an emotional attachment to him, so he's got to go.
I don't think Chandler or Ross is husband material.
Ross is probably. Well, Ross is. I mean, he's gotten married 75 times. I'm going to marry Ross, and I'm gonna fuck Chandler. You don't want to be. I mean, well, no maybe
I'm
you do.
Fuck Joey for sure. Like, that's just easy.
Wow.
It's who am I killing and who am I marrying? I just think Chandler, like, he has a lot of, like, baggage, even still at the end of the series. So I'm going to kill Chandler and marry Ross.
Oh, that's horrible. I can't. That's horrible.
I know. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry. This was not meant to be, like, dark.
I can't find it, but it was The Bachelorette, The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. Such a good one. The Bachelor I'm marrying, that's the best one out of all three. Honestly, I'm going to probably fuck Bachelor in Paradise and I'll kill the Bachelorette. And my reason is I think the women bring so much more entertainment. And on The Bachelor, there's tons of women. I think guys being like, he stole my time away from this girl. I don't find that entertaining. I like when the women like kind of go at each other. Mm-hmm. I don't find The Bachelorette as good. Although, I mean, I obviously like The Bachelorette. It's just in terms of this game, I have to kill it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to marry The Bachelor, fuck The Bachelorette, and kill Bachelor in Paradise. After this last season, like, I'm just, like, over it.
Yeah, I know. I guess I was looking at it as, like, a whole.
As a concept. So, like, you're looking at it as, like, a collective, taking in all the seasons into consideration. I understand.
Right. God, this is so hard. Kim, Khloe, Courtney.
I haven't watched the Kardashians in a long time.
I'm gonna marry Khloe. Khloe's got your back. She's got you covered.
She is like a ride or die.
She's gonna take care of you, which I need. So I'm marrying her. I'm gonna fuck Kim. See ya, Courtney.
I'm gonna kill Courtney. I think do the opposite. Marry Kim for the money, obviously, and then fuck Khloe. Like, I'm gonna marry a billionaire, Stephanie. Are you so jealous?
I mean, who am I marrying? Khloe? She's not that. Well, no, she's pretty far behind, but she's still good. And she's going to, like, do everything for me. Yeah. I don't have to think if I marry Khloe, and I like that life. I want to, like, go through and find, like, the best of the best, but I'm going past so many. Mexican food, Chinese food, Italian food.
This is hard, too. Wow.
This has to be a part two, because there's so many, and I'm just racking my brain. I'm stressed.
See, I was going to kill Italian food just because, like, I am Italian, and I feel like I have it all the time, but that feels, like, rude to my heritage.
Right. And then you're never going to have it again, ever.
Yeah. Like, I've had enough pasta in my life. I'm over it.
I have to marry Mexican food, obviously.
Mm.
I'm going to probably marry Italian. Oh, wait, what did I just say? I'm marrying Mexican food. I'm going to fuck Italian food. I'm going to kill Chinese food.
Okay. I'm going to marry Mexican as well. Because, like, Mexican you can have. Like, I legitimately can eat Mexican food every day.
Same.
Fuck Chinese food because it's good once in a while, but like that can't be like part of your diet every week. And then kill Italian food because like I'm over it. Pizza, pasta, get real.
Jackie,
get
creative. So next time like in your office and they're like, hey guys, we hit our quarterly numbers. Here's a celebratory pizza. Take a slice. You're not going to be able to participate.
Yeah, I'm going to say bye. I'm going to Chipotle. Doesn't that sound better?
Yeah, honestly, it does. This is the one that I referenced before. Disney World, the water park, I forgot the name of your favorite one, and Vegas. Vegas is the best, so I'm going to marry Vegas. I mean, I have to kill the water park, guys. I mean, it's just like, it's just a water park, although they follow me now, so hopefully they don't listen to this.
Don't take any offense, Splish Splash. It's not personal.
It's not personal, but I mean, if I had three options, yeah, I mean, I'm going to fuck Disney World.
It's actually funny that this comes up too. Okay, so I'm going to marry Disney World, fuck Vegas, and kill Splish Splash. Although maybe one day, Stephanie, I hope to experience Splish Splash in all its glory. Maybe we can go this summer. Yes. Recently, something I've been thinking about, you know how people say like, so like there's a lot of overlap between musical theater people and Taylor Swift people. It just kind of like hits the same demographic, but then also they're like, it also hits like Disney adults in the same, like all those things are the same. And I'm such a musical theater girl. I'm such a Taylor Swift girl. Should I just like become a Disney adult and lean the fuck in?
No judgment. But I say no, but like if you want to, sure.
I don't know. It's just something I've been like thinking about in my soul. So let me know what you guys think. If any Disney adults listen to this podcast, talk to me about it. I'm Disney adult curious. I'm just kidding, but...
I'm Disney adult curious. Caitlin Bristow's exes, Jason, Sean, Zach. Well, we don't know if Zach's an ex, but her past lovers slash possible current
Why wouldn't
lovers.
Nick be included in that, maybe?
Because there's only three, Jackie.
I know, but instead of Zach, because we don't know. But, okay. The question was Zach, so I need to accept that.
Killing Jason, fucking Sean, and marrying Zach. Hi.
I'm killing Sean. I'm marrying Jason fucking Zach.
You're marrying Jason?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just surprised. Someone Why? Wrote, not a marry, fuck, kill, but would love to hear your thoughts on the Wendy Williams documentary. Now's not the time. This isn't the time for that
People
question,
are so
though.
Funny.
We will put it in a future episode. I haven't watched it, but that is not the time. There's a time and a place. Appetizers. Guys, moving on. So this one, Chris Soules, Grocery Store Joe, and Fotsfa, aka Ben Higgins. I just want to let you guys know it's friend of the show Ben Higgins, Fotsba. It's B-H is ba. So I don't know what you think F-A stands for, unless that was a typo. I don't think it was because it's all capital.
Interesting. Wait, it was Chris Soules and
so
who?
So Chris, Joe, and Ben.
Marry Ben Higgins, fuck Chris Soules, kill Grocery Store Joe. And I think you would have thought I would have done the opposite, kill Chris Soules and fuck Grocery Store Joe, but I'm just over him.
No, you've been, I wouldn't have thought that.
Okay, good.
You've been over him
for a long time. Yeah,
you've been over him for a long time. Oh my gosh, this is hard. Well, I don't want to, when I start with the kill, it's like, you know that I don't care for whatever that is. So I'm not going to start with the kill. Do I marry Chris or fuck him? But like Joe. Okay, I'm going to marry Chris. I hate when we get technical because then you're going to be like, oh, then you're going to be on a farm. I don't want to be on the farm. If it's literally just the person, I'm going to marry.
No, it's not. When you get married, you don't just marry the person. You marry the family and the lifestyle and the location. Stephanie's going to the farm. I think you secretly want to go to the farm.
I really don't.
Stephanie, we have this conversation all the time. And I think in your soul, secretly, you crave a simpler life on the farm.
If you think for one second that I want to be doing like hard labor on a farm, you are out of your mind. Okay, you've convinced me. I'm going to fuck Chris. I'm going to marry Joe. I mean, he's going to take me out to so many dinners and he's beautiful. And yeah. I'm going to I'm going to send home without a rose. Fotsfa.
Okay.
Can we just start calling him Fotsfa now?
Sure.
It makes me concerned that there's other things we say that people are maybe hearing it wrong, but we don't know that they're hearing it wrong, you know? Kind of like Victoria Vanilla.
Right.
Imagine it's like Victoria Vanilla, Teresa's long sleeve bathing suit.
Wet blanket energy.
Oh my God, so good. Okay,
Kill Teresa's bathing suit.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Actually, I don't know. know. I think marry Weplinket Energy and then fuck Victoria Bonella.
Same. Same.
Okay, great. We're on the same page. Got it.
Traitors, Love is Blind, Bachelor.
What if I kill Bachelor?
I knew that you would. No, I assumed you would.
Yeah, marry Traitors, fuck Love is Blind, kill Bachelor.
I'm going to marry Bachelor because she's all Batch.
Sure.
That makes sense. I can't not do that. I'm going to fuck, wow, this is a tricky one. I'm going to fuck Traitors. I'm going to kill Love is Blind. Because Love is Blind, while I like it, there have been some seasons that I think are slow. And Traitors, both seasons were great, so...
Yeah.
Bachelor group dates, the team sports, like when you, the competitive sport games, talent shows / comedy dates, mm-hmm. and the weird photo shoots, like various brides. This is such a funny one.
I want to kill all of them.
I know. We hate these. We like the nighttime portion of the date when they start like hating on each other. I don't care who wins like the Bachelor Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Red team or the blue team, who gets more time with Joey? I don't actually care. I've never cared. But in this case, like which, God, I'm going to kill the sports one. That's easy.
Yeah, I think I'll kill that one too. Wait, it's photo shoot. And what's the other one?
Like the talent show comedy.
I'll marry talent show comedy and fuck the photo shoot.
Same. Okay, chicken piccata.
Okay.
Meatballs and guacamole.
Marry chicken piccata. Fuck guacamole, kill meatballs. Challenge me a little. Like, come on.
Well, I'm going to marry guacamole.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck meatballs.
But it's not a full meal, Stephanie.
I don't care.
It every single day.
Yes, I can. I married Mexican food. I can.
Okay.
I'm killing chicken piccata because I've literally never even had it. And I know you speak so highly of it, but
it's really an amazing dish.
Yeah. I haven't experienced it myself.
Next time you go to a restaurant, get chicken piccata. I feel like it's at Italian restaurants. Okay.
Well, you killed Italian restaurants, so you can't go.
Fine. I'm not saying I need to go. I know what chicken piccata is. You go to the restaurant.
Eat whatever you want and be fit. Sleep uninterrupted 8 hours every night or have a self-cleaning house.
Ooh, this one's so good.
I'm marrying eat whatever you want and be fit. That would be my dream life.
But the self-cleaning house is really appealing to me.
Yeah, I really like
that. But also, like, you can also get a cleaning lady at some point. I don't have one, but, like, if I was, like, older / like, had a real house, maybe I would get a cleaning lady.
Me. Right, I do. Exactly. But it would be nice to, like, be able to have it clean.
That it's just always clean.
Any time. Yeah, honestly, I feel like that.
Maybe I'd fuck that. Marry eating whatever I want and stay fit.
Yeah, so we're saying the same thing.
Wait, what's the other one?
Uninterrupted 8 hours every night.
Yeah. I don't like sleep that much these days.
What is wrong with you?
Like, I like it, but, like, I'm not that good at it. And, like, sometimes I don't sleep well. And, like, I'm still kicking, you know?
It'll catch up with you, though. I've been having this thing lately with sleep where I'll fall asleep for a couple of hours and then I wake up and my brain turns on and like my body's still tired, but like my brain starts spinning and then I start thinking about really weird and bad situations that could happen and then I get like upset and then I can't go back to sleep. Is that normal? Sound off in the comments below.
Yeah, I think that is pretty normal.
Okay, this boy movies, sports, or drug ads? Like drug advertisements? Like commercials? What?
Drug ads or maybe drug addicts?
ADS? Drug addicts? No, it's ADS. I don't think they mean drug addicts.
I would marry boy movie because like I like stuff like that sometimes. Like I like Game of Thrones. I like Star Wars. So I'm marrying that for sure. I guess I have to kill the drug ads and then wait, what was the other one?
Sports.
I'd fuck sports because like I'm down to like watch one football game a week. You know, like just have a fun little Sunday activity, but I can't watch this shit every single day. So I would fuck that.
Yeah, this is hard. Perfect. I mean, like drug ads. Are we talking about like the lady riding a horse and she's like, it's a brand new day. Like, oh, I took Zimbalta and I feel great.
Drug ads was like autocorrect or no, like, it's that's drug a typo.
Ads. Drug ads. Like, it's like, I took Zimbalta and now I can frolic in the forest. And she's like so happy with life because she took whatever the medication is. So I'm going to honestly marry that. I like those commercials. I like those commercials. She's like picking flowers and like living the dream.
I don't think drug ads was even supposed to be in this equation. I think it's a typo. And so if you wrote this, please let us know what you meant.
Yeah, Chelsea. Oh,
whatever. It is, Chelsea?
It's a first
name. Okay, Chelsea, please let us know. Was this a typo or did you mean to say drug ads? And what is a drug ad? I just genuinely want to know.
Did you mean drug addicts? In which case, what? So I'm going to marry drug ads. It's a brand new day. I'm going to kill boy movies. And I'm going to marry sports. Or I'm going to fuck sports. I always...
Yeah, because you're marrying the drug ads.
Marrying the drug ads. Rice, potato, pasta. Potatoes could be french fries, though.
This is going to be a hot take. I'm marrying rice. I eat rice.
Sushi.
So much. Like, every single meal. I have some little rice. Well, not really. No,
but every single meal.
No, that's crazy. But I like rice. Okay, so I've been marrying rice. Oh, I don't want to kill potatoes, though. I think I have to kill potato. Unfortunately, fuck pasta.
Yeah, like, honestly, since you didn't specify, I'm going to make my own rules here and say that you're talking about just an actual potato. You're not talking about french fries. You're talking about, like, a potato.
No, I think it's all potatoes. So you can't have french fries.
She didn't say that, though.
Baked potato. You can't have mashed potatoes. Nope. It's french fries are potatoes.
Okay, fine. I'm going to marry potatoes. Okay. I'm going to fuck rice because I need sushi. And I'm going to kill pasta. I just don't eat it as much to, like, have it. I don't eat it enough to give up sushi.
Fair.
For it. Okay, sleep time essentials. Silk pillowcase. White noise machine, blackout blinds. Okay. This is so hard. I'm obviously going to marry my silk pillowcase.
Yeah. Well, that goes without saying. That's the most obvious answer. That goes without saying.
I have a Blissy pillowcase. It's silk and it feels so good on my skin. You guys don't understand. When I do my laundry, I only have one of my Blissy silk pillowcases and I will put it in the I have other pillowcases I could put on my pillow, but I won't. I will go pillowcaseless until my Blissy one is out of the dryer, and then I put that one back on because once you go Blissy, you don't go back. And then I'm going to fuck the blackout blinds because I like it dark. And I'm going to kill the white noise machine because, honestly, I put it on so low these days anyway, I could barely hear it.
I need to fuck the white noise machine because I, like, need that, and then kill the blackout blinds. But if you guys have not tried Blissy silk pillowcases yet, they're amazing. They reduce frizz and tangles and prevent breakage in your hair. They're also 100% mulberry silk, which is naturally hypoallergenic.
Yeah, and what I love, too, it has a zipper, like a tiny zipper that keeps your pillow in place. I didn't realize how much I needed that. Like, when I heard about it, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Now that I have it, I'm like, I wish all of my pillowcases had that because my pillows slide out of my other pillowcases, not with Blissy.
Yeah. So you guys can try now risk-free 60 nights at blissy.com/she'sallbatch. And that will give you an additional 30% off. So that's blissy.com/she'sallbatch and use code she'sallbatch to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and your hair will thank you.
Brayden's earrings. The salmon suit jacket from Hannah B's season that everyone wore, or Dean's paradise mustache. I'm going to marry the suit jacket.
I'm going to marry the earrings, I think.
I'm going to fuck the earrings and I'm going to kill that paradise mustache. That was brutal.
I'm going to fuck the mustache and kill the blazer.
Okay. Remember that blazer?
Yeah. How could I forget? We got to kill it. It's like it's had its moment and it's gone.
That was so weird. They all just wore it. It was Sisterhood of the Traveling Blazer.
I know.
Now, this one is a different take on the shows. Bachelor, Golden Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise.
Wait, so it's Golden.
Regular and Bachelor in Paradise.
Marry Golden, fuck Bachelor, kill Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, you're going to marry Golden?
Yeah.
You liked Gary's season that much? It's only been one season.
Yeah, I did. It was refreshing. It was new. It was exciting. I'm marrying it. Sorry.
I wonder how Gary and Teresa are doing. It's been a minute. I haven't heard anything about them.
Although you bring up a good point that, like, with Golden, we only have one season to go off of. So it's, like, it's not as consistent as Bachelor. So maybe I should actually marry Bachelor and then fuck Golden.
I think you should. I'm so glad that I was able to
sway me before I married the wrong person. You stopped me at the altar. You ran in and said, I object.
Don't do it. This is for you because I can't weigh in. Folklore, Evermore, Midnights.
Whoa. I think... Unfortunately, kill Midnights. I like it a lot, but it wasn't my favorite album. Marry Folklore, fuck Evermore.
I don't know what any of that means. That's why I didn't weigh in.
Just out of those three albums, I like Folklore the most, so I'm going to marry it. But Evermore is obviously incredibly similar to Folklore, so I'm going to fuck that. And just Midnights just wasn't my favorite. But there's songs on Midnights that I like, but as an entire album.
Yoga pants, joggers, comfy PJs. I'm going to kill joggers because, like, I don't wear those.
I'm kind of into joggers these days.
But, like, do you have any?
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
Let me see.
They're actually from Classic Teas, one of our appetizers.
True Classic.
Oh, True Classic.
Oh, wait. Then my husband has those. Wait, you're wearing the boys' joggers?
Yeah, they're sweatpants.
Oh, he honestly, this isn't an ad. He loves them, though.
I know.
He literally was wearing them. And, like, wore them to bed last night.
Don't have to be just, like, one gender. So
Gender? Oh.
No, yeah, like, because they are men's sweatpants, but it's, like, I just wear them anyway. I like them. And I like the joggers. You can do, like, a cute little, like, jogger moment with, like, a little, like, sweater and, like, have a cute little, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's joggers, yoga pants, and what's the third one?
PJs, like, comfy PJs. I'm going to marry comfy PJs because, like, I need that every night. I'm going to fuck yoga pants and I'm going to kill joggers because I don't have any that I personally wear.
I probably still will have to kill joggers, though, because yoga pants I just think are, like, so essential. And I love comfy PJs. I have to fuck comfy PJs, I think, and marry yoga pants.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
Kill 98 Degrees, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Is that even a
Who's
question?
Who's not killing 98 Degrees? Don't tell Nick Lachey.
I think marry Backstreet Boys, fuck NSYNC. Or no, actually, marry NSYNC, fuck Backstreet Boys.
I've never really known. I feel like my core says that I'm aligned with Backstreet Boys. I feel like I went to their concert. Mm-hmm. I went to the Black and Blue. Was it Black and Blue? It was either Black and Blue or the Millennium. Well, I don't know if they named the tours that, but for whatever album it was.
Yeah.
Either Black and Blue. I think it was Black and Blue. Anyway, so I feel more connected to them. I went through a period of time where, like, my entire wall in my bedroom was NSYNC, though.
Mm.
So I definitely – NSYNC had its moment in the sun in my life.
I think I was more of an NSYNC girl just in general.
I feel to my core I was more of a Backstreet Boys girl in general. So I'm going to marry Backstreet Boys, like, tried and true. They're always there. I'm going to fucking NSYNC. Obviously, I'm sorry. Although 98 Degrees has some bops. Do you guys remember Invisible Man?
No. So that's why I'm killing them, because I don't know what the fuck that is.
Or what if, 'cause I'm losing my mind when you're not around.
I actually couldn't name a 98 Degrees song. Put a gun to my head and ask me to sing 98 Degrees. I'm dying. You're coming to my funeral.
It's all because of you. And then Invisible Man. I can't sing it off the top of my head, but I will put a clip of the song in here so you guys can join me. And then they sang, give me just one night, una noche.
No.
Wow, I can name a lot off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, if you could name so many, why don't you marry them?
Doing the dishes, cleaning the bathrooms, laundry. I want the self-cleaning house back.
I know. Why isn't that an option? Marry laundry.
Ew.
Out of all those choices, that's the cleanest one. You just throw your
what
laundry.
I mean, the cleanest
just,
one.
Because it's just like, I don't like cleaning the bathroom or like doing Jackie. The dishes. You're getting your hands like all dirty versus like just putting things in the laundry. Laundry is a passive chore. You put it in, you press go, and it does it.
Jackie, that is not what she's referring to when she says laundry. She's talking about taking it out of the dryer, sorting all the socks, folding everything, putting it all away. I would like rather jump off a cliff.
Yeah, but all the clothes are clean when you're doing that work. It's like clean work.
But you have to do it all. Oh, so what? But like you still have to do it all. There's literally there's a whole laundry basket of folded laundry in my basement that I just have to bring up and put away, and I just won't.
The fact that you're saying this, though, it's so obvious to me that you have a cleaning lady, though, because then the other two things also are like difficult and annoying, but then you also just have to like be gross while doing them, like washing the dishes or cleaning the bathroom. Like those are both also like not fun activities.
Yeah. Oh God. I mean, what am I gonna do? Like I can't fuck cleaning the bathroom. Cleaning the bathroom has to.
I think I'm gonna kill cleaning the bathroom. That's like it's obviously essential, but like I hate doing it.
I'm gonna have to marry doing the dishes because I have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
I don't like doing it. I don't like putting it in the dishwasher or...
Stephanie, putting things in the dishwasher is not doing the dishes. Like...
Yeah, but that's how I do the dishes.
I know, but some dishes... No, like this is scrubbing. It's not putting things in the dishwasher. It's washing dishes.
You don't know what they meant by doing the dishes. I'm interpreting it as how do you get your dishes clean?
I guess that's fair.
I put it in the dishwasher.
In the laundry, you put it in the laundry versus like someone could really be... scrubbing their clothes on like a washboard.
Right.
Like they did in the olden days.
You never know. Ew, I'm going to fuck laundry. I hate laundry. I hate it.
I really don't mind it. So I'm marrying that. Killing the bathroom and fucking the dishes.
My husband's drawers are so stuffed with clothes that I'm convinced like all he wears are like the clothes that I clean and put away for him.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he just wears like that top layer. And then those get dirty and I wash them and I put them back on top. Like, I'm like, you don't even know what's
under.
I feel like if I threw out half of his clothes, he wouldn't even notice because he has so much shit on top.
You know what I think would make you like laundry more? You need to go to the container store and really like, so that the drawers aren't so stuffed. Like you need to like organize and clean and then like make it look pretty. And then maybe you would like it more.
I have a really nice closet. It's just, there's so much shit.
Or maybe just go do it like a Marie Kondo, go through everything and
I know.
Get rid of some stuff.
You know what's so annoying? I have like, my closet is a lot of like 2016 fashion. I don't wear it, but it's just hanging in my closet. And a couple months ago, I was like, I need to like get rid of some of this stuff. Like I'm literally never wearing it. And I got rid of a black turtleneck and a sweater turtleneck. Mm. I am so fucking mad I did that now. Because I'm like, I really would love to wear a black sweater turtleneck. That actually sounds really cute. And out of all the stupid things I threw away, I threw away, you know that pattern that was really big back in 2016? Like the, it's like almost like zigzags. Yes. There's a name for it though. What's it called?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
I need to Google it. There's a name. Zigzag pattern for clothes? Like what should I search?
I don't know.
What is it? Chevron. Chevron.
Okay.
I threw out my chevron shirts because, like, I don't think they're coming back. And if they're coming back, like, I don't want to be a part of it.
But also, like, Stephanie, with the black turtleneck thing, it's like, you can just get another black turtleneck.
I know, but I threw out the one I had. It's just so upsetting.
Yeah, but you could find one again. I have faith in you.
Okay. Brittany, Christina, Jessica Simpson.
Marry Brittany. Fuck Christina, kill Jessica Simpson.
Ugh. No. Ew. No. Marry...
Okay. I'm like, Ernie, it's my life. You know what I mean? But Daddy, I love him. I want to marry who I want to marry.
I'm going to marry Jessica.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck Brittany and I'm going to kill Christina.
That's actually like a psychotic take. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But Daddy, I love him.
All right. Yeah. It's your life. I'm not going to go scream, I object at the wedding, but like.
You're just going to judge me silently.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is all the time we have today, guys, because my son is almost done with his teacher and I have to go downstairs if I'm being transparent. It's really difficult to get anything done. But I hope you guys like this episode this week. Obviously, it's not our norm, but like, it's not our fault everything in the news was boring.
Totally.
You know,
I think this was our best episode yet.
Hopefully you liked it.
I actually had a lot of fun doing it, though, and I hope you guys like it so that we can do it more.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many I didn't get to. Oh, wait. Oh, no, we need to end with this one. Hold on. Listening to Vile Files, listening to Jed sing a song, and listening to Zach make a sales pitch.
Kill Zach making a sales pitch. Oh my God. I'd literally shoot myself in the face.
Marry Vile Files.
Yeah.
Jed. Okay.
Is that your answer too?
Yeah. I mean, because
Jed could maybe sing a nice song. You're not hanging out with him.
I don't think he has a bad voice. I don't think he has a bad voice. But
yeah.
You know, can't get into that now. Okay. Love you guys. Thank you guys. Jackie. Is that it?
I think that's it.
We're very rushed. I'm sorry. I love you.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.